For rancher Corwin Holsey, our fugitive alpha female has been a significant source of anxiety.
I've been stressed out and everything else because I know the minute I turn my back, they're going to kill another one.
So far this year, she's killed at least two of his calves and one cow. And while Halsey has been compensated market value for his confirmed wolf kills, he says they're tough to prove and many go unreported. And despite his best efforts to protect his herd, the current program is just not working.
I just can't stand any more losses. I know this year that I'm not going to make anything. I'm just hoping I can break even and keep going.
Sherry Barrett is the Wolf Recovery Coordinator at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She says the program in its current form is not working.
I think we need a new way of looking at the whole issue. It hasn't been working well. It's fraught with a lot of conflict among all the parties.
Barrett says there is still hope for the wolf program, though, and the solution may lie in a new plan aimed at coexistence and compromise.
And I think if we can find some way to resolve the conflict between the livestock and the wolves on the ground, I think that we'll have a better program in the long run.
The move to compromise isn't technically new. It began about 4 years ago when the Fish and Wildlife Service created the Mexican Wolf Livestock Interdiction Council. The council consists of 11 members with representation from area tribes, environmental organizations, local ranchers, and a few folks from the county coalition. Right now, the council oversees the Livestock Compensation Program that pays ranchers like Mr. Halsey for wolf-related livestock losses. But for the last 4 years, they've also been crafting a plan that's much more proactive. Craig Miller represents the Defenders of Wildlife on the council, and he's pretty optimistic about what's happening.
Several of the ranchers who are working in the stakeholder council include those who have been most affected by wolves throughout the course of the program. So the fact that we've reached general agreement about this approach, I think, bodes well for the future.
Miller says the problem with the current method is that it begins with dead livestock and often ends with dead wolves. The new coexistence plan, however, hopes to avoid that.
And we've devised a conservation performance-based payment regime, which will help ranchers reduce conflicts and adopt the tools and techniques necessary to live in wolf-occupied areas in a way that minimizes their losses and, in fact, rewards them for helping to bring the most endangered land mammal in North America closer to recovery.
The details of the program are still in the final stages of development, but Miller says the program will be multifaceted, including a baseline payment recognizing the costs of working in wolf territory, as well as incentives and assistance for ranchers who implement conflict avoidance techniques like installing electrified fences, adopting new calving methods, and hiring range riders to watch the herd. Loss compensation will still be a factor, but Miller hopes it's a last resort. Karen Cowan with the New Mexico Cattle Growers Association agrees that coexistence would be great, but
we've been arguing over this for 20 years now without going back to the drawing board and taking into account everyone's stake, and I spell that S-T-E-A-K in the process. It's difficult.
Cowan says she's hesitant to make any official statements about the program because the details haven't been released yet. But she says anything that takes us in the direction of coexistence is a positive move.
So until something comes up that can make people whole and truly whole that somebody's going to pay for, it's very difficult to be terribly positive about these things.
And by truly whole, she's referring to unconfirmed wolf kills, the loss from a herd's genetic pool, and stress. Conservation advocate Michael Robinson says he's also skeptical, because while he supports the preventative measures included in the coexistence plan, the problem is that it most likely won't be mandatory.
We want to make sure that the system isn't set up to be gamed. It works potentially if everybody with livestock in an area is working honestly to prevent depredations.
Robinson says wolves are an important part of a healthy ecosystem, and in order to support a coexistence plan, he needs to see a guarantee that the wolves can stay in the wild, including our fugitive alpha female mentioned in the beginning.
If they continue trying to destroy this wolf family, then it's hard to take seriously any new effort to pump more money into the livestock industry.
The Fish and Wildlife Service expects the official plan to be announced in October. For KUNM, I'm Carrie Young.